Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello, Sashir.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, she just woke up, so the voice is raw.
The voice is raw.
Yeah, it sounds a little raw, and I tried to, like, scream a little bit to, like, get it going, but it's
so you're in your house like,
You know it.
Nice. Do you ever do vocal warm-ups? Did you get this in your theater training?
Of course I got that in my theater training. What are you talking about, Sashir? I'm a trained thespian. Mama, mama.
Mama, mama.
Well, that was one of them. You go, ma. And you go, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, and red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather. She sells, buy this. She's a stupid freak.
Unique New York? Unique New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York.
I guess I've never. It really stumped me for a second.
Mm.
Unique New York, you need New York, unique New York.
Unique New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York. Ooh, it's hard.
Unique New York, wait, say it one more time.
Unique New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York.
New York. Unique New York, you need New York, you know you need unique New York. Boy, that one was tough.
It's tough.
I felt like my soul was leaving my body. That was very hard.
Yeah, it's meant to be. Warm up those lips.
Warm up those lippies. Mm-hmm. So sure, we gotta talk about it. We started season 3 of You last night.
We sure did.
Boy, oh boy. I love this season.
I love it, too. It's funny.
So funny.
So many murders.
Delicious. Murders right out the gate.
Truly. First episode, they're like, we're not leaving you hanging. We know what you came for.
Yeah, and it's like a parody of Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ruining anything? No. Maybe. Is it?
Well, I guess we could just say, like, that they focus more on the white woman, missing white woman syndrome, and which is what Gone Girl is essentially, and how we're obsessed with, like, I mean, we're going through it now. That woman who,
Gabby something?
Wyoming? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Boy. I like heard about it, but I didn't look into it.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything that happened other than she's like missing and they're like, the husband did it. I'm like, yeah, the husband
usually does
it.
But it's like, while this is happening, now that we're, you know, the zeitgeist is more woke, people are also talking about how there were tons of indigenous women who were dead or missing in the same area, like in the same state. And they didn't
and
get
nobody
nearly,
gives a shit.
Nearly as much attention as this.
Boy, oh boy. It's so wild when women go missing and they're like, the husband did it. And then I'm like, boy, I want a boyfriend. I'm just trying to go missing. Like,
who's going to take me away? who's going to kill me or kidnap me?
It's all I want, just a man to fuck me for a while and then kill me or kidnap me. I'm kidding. I shouldn't make fun of that. But it is wild to be like, well, maybe I'll get one who won't.
It's a roll of the dice, really. You just never know.
It really is. I really hope I find one that
doesn't want to hurt me. But sometimes I'm like, oh, Nicole, you're kind of annoying. It might just be inevitable.
It is funny that we root so hard for Joe Goldberg. And also mostly when he's killing. We're like, when he's being a dad and with his baby, we're like, yes. Ew.
Yes, openly last night, I think I was like, Sashir, I really hate it when he talks to that baby. And you're like, I know. And then he started like looking at this woman and we were like, yeah, yes! Like we cheered.
He's doing the thing. He's becoming obsessed. Is she going to die?
Also, I got to talk about this. There's something happening in a prop department just across the board where they are using this strange box for condoms. It's a big, strange box that says condoms in the most insane font. It was in the Oval and it was in You. And I need the prop masters of America to unite. Do I have to write a letter to IATSE to be like, you can't use this anymore?
Very adept. I think that because it's like medieval font.
Yes.
And I think and they're trying to be box. Like Trojan. Like it's like. A version of Trojan condoms.
But even Trojan isn't even medieval font.
No.
And usually when you buy condoms at a store, it's in a smaller box.
Yeah,
these are like a small box with a little thing.
Like a surplus size.
Yeah. Nobody's buying that many condoms.
No.
Although when my dad died, we found an economy bulk size thing of condoms in his like wardrobe. And me and my sister laughed so hard because they were like expired. So they were from when my mother was alive.
Yeah.
And we were like, and I was a mistake. So they were like, never again.
We are wrapping it up.
We have to get all of the condoms in New Jersey.
On the last episode, we were like halfway through. We still haven't finished. But last episode we watched, there was a disclaimer in front of it that said, yeah, they're like, there's reference to suicide in this episode. If you need help, if you're thinking about suicide, here's a number to call, which is great that shows are doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like the other favorite bad show that we used to watch, 13 Reasons Why, really brought that.
Oh, yeah. Brought it every single episode. They're like, please get help and don't watch it.
Yeah. Actually,
stop right now. Don't watch. If you're not okay, don't watch.
It's not okay. And so, yeah, I'm glad when that disclaimer comes on. But we also watched a bunch of episodes where people were getting murdered before
then.
Yeah. And I wonder, do you think if there's ever a need or if it would work if there was a murder prevention hotline?
Maybe. Yeah. Some disgruntled man is like, I'm trying to kill my wife. And someone's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what it said on the other end of a hotline. I maybe they don't say don't do that. But maybe,
you know. They're trained to say something to people who are considering hurting themselves. And so maybe there should be a number of, like, I'm thinking of hurting another person.
I think
you have to call the cops if someone admits that. But
yeah, but you don't have to call the cops if someone says, I'm thinking of murdering myself.
But there is I think at a certain point you can do that, right? But I don't know.
I don't know either. But I like this idea. I think there should be a murder prevention hotline.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Because unfortunately, there's a lot of people who've murdered people just in the world.
Yeah. I think it's, oh boy. I read a statistic somewhere and you better believe I'm going to butcher it. It's like you walk past like 10 murderers a day. That's not it. That
10 murderers a day.
That can't be.
Maybe in your
lifetime. You shake hands with 26 murderers every single day.
I don't even see 26 people a day. So
everyone you've seen today is a murderer this year. I can't remember what the statistic says, but it's like you do interact with a murderer like a couple times in your lifetime.
I believe that.
Which is like so crazy to like look someone in the eye and be like, tee hee hee, today's a nice day, right? And they're like, in their brain, they're like, I murdered last night.
God, yeah. Or just like maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah. And you just live with it. I mean, this is probably a question I've asked, but do you think you could murder?
I don't think you've asked that.
Oh, good. Sashir, could you murder?
I don't think I could. We're also learning from the TV show You that it's really hard to get rid of a body.
Yes. And I think that's why there's no disclaimer, because they're like, sure, you can murder, but you're going to have to dig people up and pull their teeth out and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to show you how hard this is.
Yeah. And then I think with the suicide, they were like, it's easy. I mean, it was easier. It just happened.
Yeah.
So it's like, you want to murder? Tough. Kill. I don't want to say that out loud. It seems bad. It seems like a line I won't cross that.
I mean, there's also like many other reasons not to murder, but it's also like, you're going to get real tired digging this hole.
You're going to have to dig a hole. You're going to sweat gonna break a bunch. Bones.
But even aside from that, after the cleanup of it all, the morality, I don't want to live with that in my heart for the rest of my life.
Honestly, here's an awful thing that I'm going to say. I couldn't murder because I tell everyone my business.
You really do?
I would be like, guys, I murdered.
Guys, I have some
don't
tea.
Don't tell anybody, but like, I murdered. Can you even?
Little old me? Can you imagine?
Little old me. I like murdered hard last night.
I murdered like, so hard.
It wasn't okay. I murdered. So like, I couldn't murder anybody.
No. If we ever drive past where you hid the body, you'd be like, guess what? The body in there.
Like, I used to love hanging out with Nicole, but she just keeps talking about this murder she did. And that's where I bought supplies at that Ace Hardware to murder.
Guys, this is the shirt I was wearing the night I murdered that person.
I got the stains out. Can you even?
Yeah, you were telling yourself so hard.
So hard. I wish I didn't feel compelled. No. It's embarrassing that I don't know words. I said nonetheless in a tweet, and I used none the less because I didn't know it was one word.
Yeah.
But only one person was like, her spelling out nonetheless in three words is sending me. Only person to respond to the tweet. And then I was like, boy, I learn every day. So wait, what is the word I just tried to use? Compulse. Compulse.
Compelled.
Compelled. Compelled. Oh, boy. I love you. And I love Joe.
Yeah, same. Oh, wait, Kimmy, would you murder?
Yeah, Kimmy, would you murder?
I hope not. I hope I would never murder.
Yeah.
It's hard to use definites. You never know. But
see, this,
I'm hoping no.
This is kind of a scary response. It seems as if you're capable of murder and you're just hoping that you don't have to do it.
I hope no one releases the devil from inside of me. It's in there. I can't deny it, but I hope no one unlocks it.
Oh, man. I've just been reading a lot of Agatha Christie lately, and you'd be surprised the situations that pop up.
It's really funny. Every time Agatha Christie is mentioned, which is every couple months, I think about my favorite woman on Instagram. She hasn't been posting very often, but she went and saw Murder on the Orient Express after she read Murder on the Orient Express. I think I've talked about her before, but she's kind of a lisp. And she makes these Instagram stories. And she's just like, I went and saw Murder on the Orient Express. And I'll tell you guys, I read it before. Nothing was as I imagined. And I think I like books better than movies because I imagine things so much better. And it was maybe 20 minutes of her explaining the difference between movies and reading.
Aww.
And it was maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Aww.
But it makes me want to like read again.
Yeah, I gotta get back into reading.
Well, I made a reading nook.
Nice.
In my TV room.
Nice.
So that big purple chair
is for
reading.
Face away from the TV.
Yeah, it's for reading and conversation.
I love that.
Yeah, but now I just got to get to reading.
My problem is that I don't know a good time of day to read because my brain is not ready to absorb information in the afternoon.
Mm.
At night, I want to watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I did a really good job of not just like scrolling through my phone. I was like, Sashir, there's nothing there for you. There's nothing there. Don't even look at it. There's no new shit you need to look at right now. So I didn't. And then I was like, this would actually be a good time to read.
Mm.
So maybe I'll do it in the morning. I don't know.
That's what my friend Tessie does. She wakes up earlier than me because everyone does. And she will take a book, go outside in my backyard and just like sit outside and read. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, that is so nice.
Yeah.
But I need her to visit me when I like don't have anything to do so I can get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. And then you can read with her.
Yeah. I'd love to read with a friend. Have a little book club in the backyard.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
I have a question, Sashir.
Yes.
Did I tell you about this snoring app that I have?
You did, yeah. But tell the people.
Oh, did I not tell the people?
No.
So I have this thing called Snore Lab because I snore. And I'm trying to like figure out how to not snore anymore. Oh, hey, people, if you have any ideas, thoughts and helpful hints to help me stop snoring, I'd love it. But it records you. And when I'm not tired, I lightly snore. It's a light snore. Mm-hmm. But when I'm really tired, I moan. And they're loud snores. And it was really crazy to listen to. It'd be like, it's like, ah.
Maybe you're just like enjoying the sleep so much. You're just like,
yes, I am sleeping. Yes, get that sleep. Maybe. And then every little place I put it, there was just so much moaning. I was like, oh my God. Is this what happens if someone ever sleeps in my bed? I'm just moaning in their face?
Yeah.
Is that why I'm single? Did I figure it out?
I don't know if that's enough for people to be like, no, thanks. But, you know, it's noticeable.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not okay. But then I got this like weird little ringy thing that you put in your nose. Mm-hmm. And that helped slightly.
Okay.
And then I got this thing that keeps your jaw open, but I can't sleep like that.
Mm.
It's really strange.
I also be worried about like things crawling in there.
Lord Jesus.
You know.
Ooh, we didn't even think about that. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Somebody crawling right in my mouth.
Oh,
ooh.
God. You know, it's just open.
Yeah. Okay. I can't do that. I did try to do it, but when I fell asleep, I somehow took that out of my mouth and took my shirt off.
You took your shirt off?
Yeah, because I woke up free titted. And then I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror and I screamed because I didn't know where my shirt went.
You forgot you took your shirt off?
Yeah, because I did it in my sleep.
Wow. Oh,
that's a good segue.
Yes, it is. We got our sleep results back.
I haven't called you Kimmy on the keys in a while. Kimmy, can we have our results? This is what a weird
Yeah, we asked the people.
There we go.
Because we've had a couple episodes where we discussed sleeping in the nude.
How you're a freak.
How I'm a freak who loves to sleep in the nude, puss out, and you like to be fully covered in a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to know what the people do. Because mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe people wear clothes. We don't know.
People left comments on my Instagram and didn't
which is not what we asked them to do.
Okay, so Benda LaCreme, she left a comment on my Instagram. That's okay because I love Benda LaCreme. Everybody else, you didn't listen to directions. And Benda LaCreme's a friend, so that's fine. But everyone else, you didn't listen. Just kidding. I'm not scolding my listeners. That's rude. Or our listeners. That's rude.
Okay. Share the listeners. Yes.
We do. We have shared custody of listeners.
Kimmy, what'd you get?
First of all, we got 3,993 responses.
Okay.
So a lot of people responded to this. So thank you for responding. And we asked people how they sleep. And the options were fully clothed, sometimes even with a hat in honor of Nicole. I have PJs I love. Half dressed in whatever big t-shirt I have around. That one honors me. And mm-hmm. I love sleeping naked. And that was this year.
That's me.
So, and then I left a little like, this isn't it. Like fill in the blank what you do. And we'll get to those. But let me share with you guys the results. It made a nice little pie chart for us.
Ooh,
Kimmy. So wow.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Sashir!
Oh boy, I am.
You are not a minority. You're a finority. Wait, majority. What?
What? Finority.
Full, like, full. No. Oh no.
I'm like, I'm a majority, but I'm having fun.
No,
I'm in the funority.
I was trying to, like it's almost full. I don't know.
Okay.
And it came out of my mouth so quickly.
Really
you're
excited.
A minority. The majority. So
the majority of people who responded sleep naked.
Crazy. 37.5% love sleeping naked.
Yeah.
34.7% half dressed in whatever big t-shirt I have around. 23.1% I have PJs I love. And then 4.8% sleepily clothed. Sometimes even with a hat. But I love a hat. I love wearing a hat to sleep. It comes off in the middle of the night. I'll have to find it and put it back on.
This is different from a bonnet. This is a hat.
Yeah. Sometimes when I can't find my bonnet, I'll put on a hat, especially in the winter.
Sure. Just because it's cold?
Sometimes it's cold, but I like having something on my head.
Oh, okay.
I cannot believe so few people sleep fully clothed.
I did think it'd be more than that. That was such a tiny percentage. I was like,
it was
170
so tiny.
People said that they.
I know.
Out of 3,000.
And I'm trying to like have pajamas, but I don't. I just like sleeping in, like I slept in this, like a hoodie.
Yeah.
in a sports bra and pants. And this isn't going
out. In case you need to go to the store in the middle of the night.
What if I need sugar?
Okay, this person said, honestly, I'm across this entire spectrum. Depending on the season or what my laundry situation is, my house gets very chilly in the winter, so I enjoy my cute old man pajama. That's how you spell pajama? Pajama set with a nightcap. Oh.
Mm. Someone else said, I went to boarding school and slept naked from time to time until the night there was a fire drill in the middle of the night and wow. I panicked. Since then, I have always slept in full sets of PJs.
I also love both sleeping and fucking with socks on. I perform the best when I'm toasty. I don't.
Wow. Oh, interesting.
I don't want to judge.
Have you done that?
Fucked with socks on?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
What?
Because sometimes my feet get really cold and I don't want them to stop what's going on.
Your feet get so cold, it's a distraction from sex?
They get really cold.
So you've had sex and been like, oh, I can't do this anymore. My toes is frosty.
I've never stopped, but I have. We've started and been like, hold on, I gotta get some socks. Because also, if my feet are touching him, he's going to be like, damn, these are ice blocks on my leg.
That's funny, Sashir. Yeah, I usually, like, I make a point to take them off. So, like, socks aren't touching someone. Because I don't want socks to touch me.
You don't want socks to touch you.
I don't think so.
I think I'm okay with socks touching me.
I don't think I am.
Because I'm not fucking the foot. Some people do fuck feet, and that's fine. But I'm not.
You're not getting feet shoved right in your pussy, Sashir.
I'm not getting footed, but.
Kimmy hated that. She hated that so much. The thought of getting footed really made her mad.
Sounds painful.
Could be. Maybe people
it could
like
be.
That.
I'm like literally looking at my foot right now and I'm like, I think I could take my foot.
Oh my God. That's the next goal. You're just trying to figure out how to stretch your foot up.
Yeah, let's see how I can get flexible enough that I can fuck myself with my foot.
I'm currently sitting in a way where my heel could easily go up in there.
Oh, but that's not, you got to get the other way. You got to get the toes in.
Why do I have to? There's a
Because you just want the heel of you in your pussy?
I mean, why not? It's already
it's just like a nub. That's not enough.
Yo, so I'm trying to reach the.
Don't you want to fucking toe your cervix?
But I'm not even convinced I can get my actual foot up there. So I'm not trying to go. So the heel's fine because I'm not convinced I can get the full foot up in there.
I think you could have tried hard enough to take some deep breaths. I think you could.
If I try really hard, maybe I could. Yeah.
But okay. Team Nicole, I sincerely sometimes wear a winter hat to bed.
Oh, good. You have a hat friend.
Yes, that is nice.
Sometimes I like sleeping in a bathrobe, so clothed in the back, but naked in the front. Mm. I feel like a bathrobe, for me, I feel like it would just open and I get tangled up.
I once slept in a bathrobe and I really had a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what happened. I got so tangled in my sheets and the robe.
Yeah. A lot of open fabric. But great that it works for this person.
Yes. Sometimes I sleep like poo with a top and no bottoms. Sometimes bottoms without a top. And my titties are swinging. Ugh. Depends on the mood. When it's cold, I'm in Detroit. I just wear socks so my feet aren't cold. More likely than not, I'm just nude. Wow.
How do you feel about this?
I'm just like shook. Like, I know everyone's not out here doing what I do, but like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah. I've also never like been with a dude who slept naked. Does your man sleep naked?
Yes, but I think I did that. I feel like early on I was like, what are you doing? Get those off. Get those boxers off. You better touch me with your bare skin.
That's very funny. Wait, so like, oh wait, on vacation you wear pajamas. We've been through this.
Yes, I do have pajama sets whenever I need them, but it's mostly when I'm like traveling with you or like, what? Yeah, in a house with people where I'm like, I'm going to want to walk out with my pajamas.
I said something to you when you were wearing pajamas once.
Oh my God, you were like, something like, I can't wait to see what you do in 2 years. I think it was like a very specific, like, look at you in your matching pajamas. I can't wait to see what's going on with you in 2 years.
I have such strange reactions to things. You told me something yesterday and I immediately started crying and like moving around my house.
No, but it was sweet because I was about to die. I told you I thought I was dying and you were like, please don't die. I don't know what I would do. That's a good reaction.
Okay. Sometimes I just think my reactions are a little wild.
Sometimes they are. But not all the time.
Okay, fair. I truly cannot believe that everyone sleeps in such a foreign way to me.
Hey, it's okay.
Like, some people just put on socks and hop in bed, and the rest of them is naked. Yeah. Oh my God, is that what you do?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Because my feet get so cold, but I would wrap for my body. I would rather wrap all the blankets around me like a little cocoon. I like that for warmth. Then,
do you
clothes.
Have a circulation maybe issue?
For sure, absolutely, 100%.
How do you fix that?
Don't know. I do know I need to increase my iron in my body. Oh, so I'm gonna start taking. I mean, I've taken supplements in my life. Mm. I just like, I don't know why it's hard for me to continue. Just like one day I'll stop and be like, I don't. Like routine. And then
fair.
And then I'll be like, oh yeah, I need to take care of myself again. And then I'll do it again.
Do you, when you put the, when you're taking supplements, where do you put them?
In my mouth?
No. Where do the rest of the ones that aren't in your mouth live?
Whoa. I was like, is there a suppository is there like a different
sure, you should be shoving them up your butt.
That's the best way to get the iron best to your
way
bloodstream.
To get your supplements is to shove them up your pussy with your foot. Your big toe shoves them right up in you. No, where are they
in my house?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a cabinet in my kitchen, but I guess
put them next to your bed.
Well, here's the thing. I need to eat when I take vitamins.
Oh.
So I think that has probably been the issue, but mm-hmm. I do have a vitamin carrier that I bought for traveling mm-hmm. that I could just bring with me to work or wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. And when I do eat, just make sure to break that out and take the pills with it.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have a carrier and then a bunch of little ceramic dishes next to my bed. Mm. So if I don't remember to take it when I wake up, I have the case with me.
Yeah, smart.
But then sometimes I have to like really harry at the spine and be like, what did I take it this morning?
Oh, no.
And I have to like go through everything I did. It's really awful.
Yeah.
Having ADHD is a true awful thing. But it's okay. It makes me who I am, a forgetful little monster.
Yeah.
Ooh, if you have ADD or ADHD, whatever the fuck it's called, and if you have money to get an Apple Watch, the Apple Watch will ding for your phone to find your phone.
Ooh,
and that has been really helpful for me.
I'm so happy for you. This is really going to change your life.
I mean, yes, it does not help when you leave it in your car. But if it's in the house somewhere near you, you'll find it.
Yay. Good.
Yeah, but when it's in your car, you'll freak out for a little bit.
Dang.
Yeah.
Is it because of the range? It's like too far? Oh, because you can't hear
it. Because you can't hear the phone because it's out of the house and in your car with a closed door.
Right.
It's in the Jeep. The top's not always down, man.
Top's up, can't hear.
I haven't put the top down in a minute.
It's getting cold. It's getting chilly.
It is getting chilly. But last time I had it down, I had some really terrible allergies and I was working and I was like, all right, top up for the rest of the season. But the season's coming to a close. So I might put that top down.
Ooh, then you're free. You're gonna breathe in all those allergens.
Yeah, achoo, I love it. I'm so sad that my job is ending.
Yeah, it sounded like it was a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Also, I took a picture with Echo and Aaron, who's another cast member. I am so short. Let me show you this picture.
Echo's very tall.
Yeah, but like it's nuts, Ashir. It's so wild. Look how tiny.
You look so tiny. Yeah, you look so
like who knew? It rocks my world every time I see a picture when I'm next to somebody.
Because you just like have you think highly, literally, of yourself. And that's nice.
I think I have a Napoleon complex.
Mm.
And I don't really know what that entails. Can you look up what a Napoleon complex is?
Yeah, I don't think he thought he was taller than he was.
You don't think that's what it was? Napoleon Bonaparte? He thought he was tall?
What was it? He's overcompensating?
It's an overcompensation. Like, because you're short, you become more aggressive and domineering to make up
for
it.
Is that why I'm so aggressive? Because I'm an actual short person and didn't know it?
No, I think you're just aggressive because that's who you are.
Oh, my God. It's so, like, it really rocks my world almost, like, every time. Because I thought Aaron and I were the same height.
Mm-hmm.
And several times throughout the season, he's been like, Nicole, we're not. I'm taller than you. And I was like, he hate to see when a man doesn't understand his height. And then I saw that picture. And I was like, he's actually like way taller than me. Like inches taller than me.
You were at his shoulder.
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I really do like these chairs behind you.
Thanks. We'll go in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked about the chair. I bought two more chairs. So they replaced where those ones were. And they're in the office now. We got to do some rearranging. And then eventually the chairs will go somewhere else.
Truly so funny how many chairs you have in your home.
I think I'm done now. I think now that it's become cumbersome, now that it's like, oh, shit, I got to move stuff down to the basement, move shit around. I should stop buying chairs.
I'll tell you something. It's not going to be forever because you plan on doing an ADU over your garage and you're going to have to buy some chairs for that.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to have more space to fill in the chairs.
That is an interesting thing about having a house. You're like, okay, well, I filled this space. Mm-hmm. If only I had more space to put more things.
Because I still want more things.
Yeah, I kind of still want more things, but I'm like, I got to be done. I don't have any more room.
Mm-hmm.
Like my little office. Started, like,
I'm like renovating and redecorating.
I want more stuff. I guess that's what people do with homes who have like a little bit of money. You just like redecorate every couple of years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
But then it feels like, oh, a new space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I switched when I got the pink couch for here for my office and then put the tiger print couch in my TV room, I was like, this is new and beautiful. And now I'm like, I can do more. So I've been buying pillows.
Yes. Accents.
Mm-hmm. I love pillows.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, do I love a pillow. And then bitches are expensive.
They are. It's weird.
Crazy.
For a pillow.
This one yellow pillow that I was like, oh, to die for was $98.
Too
and
much.
I was like, I can't spend $98 on a pillow.
Like, it doesn't even have a function. I mean,
no.
Maybe to lay on, but not.
But nothing
else?
Not
really.
It's not going to kiss me or anything.
Is it going to kiss me? Is it going to rub my feet?
Is it going to keep my feet warm?
Is it going to keep my feet warm?
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
We can... John Millhiser is here.
Oh, hi, John. Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy. He scared me.
Yeah, he really did. I was like, is Joe
there? I know. You tapped lightly and... That scared me. I don't know why there was no text message. Well, my phone's on silent. I wouldn't have gotten it. Thank you. Okay, Clyde, go with him. Bye, John. John's washing the dogs.
Oh, that's good.
Because I have the shampoo. I kept it in the divorce. And he didn't buy any other shampoo.
That's very funny.
But I think he's just like, oh, if I'm going to watch Charlie, I might as well watch Clyde, too.
That's very considerate.
Yeah, it is very nice. He's a good stepdad?
Co-parent?
A co-parent. I don't understand families.
Uncle?
He's a good cousin to that dog. So Clyde's tail is purple, and with every wash, it like washes out a little bit. So I'm a little sad that he's going to be less purpley, but I guess I just have to bring him back to Just Rona and she'll purple him right up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. My friend has a white dog and I don't know when I'm going to tell him that I want him to dye that dog a full different color.
I want you to dye that dog.
Come on, let me dye that dog. Have you seen that? Can I pet that dog? It's so funny. It still makes me laugh. That little boy, wow, he understands comedy.
The little country boy. I bite that dog. Can we answer questions?
Oh, shit. That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Can I show you guys something really quickly and then we do it?
Yes.
There's a PJ company I'm obsessed with. I feel like you guys would like, but have you seen these?
Ooh, I have not. These are cute.
They have like the most incredible colors and prints. Oh. And they're size inclusive. They go up to 6X.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Print fresh.
So,
ooh.
Nicole.
Maybe I will get into PJs. Matching sets?
Yeah, I think you should. I think you deserve a better look than like a hoodie and like sweatpants.
Okay.
Look fun while you're going to bed. These also remind me of Farm Rio.
They do look like Farm Rio,
which is great.
They reminded me of some of the wallpaper in your house. And so that's why I thought you might like it.
I do. I really like them. Will you send them to me?
Yeah, I'll text it to you in a few minutes.
Okay, what a dream. Right, Kimmy!
Oh. Go, you do it. You do it.
You do it. It was bad and everyone laughed at me. No, everyone laughed. Me, I said one word and everybody laughed at me.
Because I was also starting, Kimmy. That was your setup.
So you do it.
All right, let's get into those questions.
Hi, Fashir and Nicole and Kimmy and Jordan. This is a question that I have. I was listening to the episode entitled Fashir is wearing bottoms, and the part where you guys were talking about being on time and how all of you kind of come from a bit of a different perspective on that. It's funny because I was just talking to my partner about this last night. He is somebody who is chronically late, and I'm somebody who definitely likes schedule and knowing when people are going to show up. And I was wondering if you guys have any advice or tips on navigating friendships or relationships of any kind with people who think differently than you on timeliness. It's a tough one. Any advice you have would be great. Thanks. Bye.
Honestly, I feel like we need advice.
Yeah.
We're always like, help us figure out not being late.
Yeah, I'm truly late for almost everything in my life. And someone tweeted at me the other day. They were like, I love that you brag about being late. I'm like, I'm not bragging about it. I'm just trying to have a comedic spin on a problem that I deal with every day.
I know.
I have ADHD, and a part of it is like getting in like a time suck where I start doing things. Like, I know I need to leave at 11, but at 10:50, I'm like, well, I should fold all my laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's a thought. And then I start it and then I go, what are you doing? And then I'll be like, oh, I should do this other thing before I leave. And it's just, I can't control it. It's a thing that happens.
Yeah.
But I have a friend who's also ADHD, and they're also late. So, and they wouldn't give me updates. So I would just be like, where are you? So I try to, I don't know if it's helpful, but like, I try to update people when I'm running late, be like, I'm 15 away. And I try to give like actual updates. Be like, I'm 15 away. If I'm like 20 away, I'll say 15. So like, you know, just a little, it's just, 15 sounds better than 20, but
of course.
But then if I'm like running later, I'm like, I'm 5 away. I just try to give updates. Just so I know the person's annoyed, but I feel like it's like nice to be informed and annoyed.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because it makes me feel better when a late person is like, oh, like when I'm actually on time for once, someone's like, oh, I'll be there in like 15. I'm like, okay, I have 15 to kill, maybe 25 to kill, because, you know, late people lie because they're ashamed and they know it's bad. that's how I feel. I think I'm projecting. So maybe ask your friend if they can update you a little bit. And then since you know they're late, you can show up like 15 minutes late.
Yeah. Although sometimes my friends do that and then I'm on time and then they're like, oh, I came late because I expected you to be late. And then I'm like,
and then
what
you feel bad.
But I guess, you know, you could also be later or just looser with your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, for you or other late friends that I have, I'll text a reminder maybe an hour or a half hour before, like, see you at 10 or see you in 20 minutes or whatever, just to hopefully catch you. But sometimes it doesn't work because you were asleep. And
Yeah, I'd be asleep.
But yeah, that you could do that. Text your friend or your partner or whoever in advance. See you. It's a little ding. Because then maybe they'll be like, oh, shit, I do need to leave
in 20
minutes.
Yeah, I need to stop doing whatever I'm doing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Being late is hard. And it's a thing I really struggle with.
Kimmy, do you have any tips for late friends that you have? Or tips for people who have late friends?
Because I'm reasonably timely, not crazy, but I'm reasonably timely. And I've had some friends who are very late. And I love them and I don't want to be annoyed. So if I'm having a party at 7, I'll tell them it's at 6:30 and then they show up at 7:15 and I'm like, look at you. And they don't know. And everyone's happy. And I never felt guilty about it because I was like, this made me not be mad at you. And you still got to enjoy the party. So everyone wins. So that might be a little sneaky, but in certain friendships, I feel like it's been a good thing.
Yeah. But a party's different because it's like, that's loose. You can come whenever, but like, what if you're like going to dinner and you're like, you want to be there at 7? Do you tell the person 6:30?
I've had it where I don't tell them the wrong thing, But I'll tell them like, oh, dinner's at 7. And then I just plan on getting there at like 7:20 because I know that they won't get there early. Mm-hmm. It's backfired on me once because that friend then really intentionally tried to be on time and I was late. But I have done like, let's meet at 7. And I'm thinking like, we'll get there at 7:20.
Yeah. Mm. I'm honestly trying to work on it. And I have had friends be like, this sucks. and so then when I work on it and they still expect me to be late, then I'm like, well, then what am I supposed to do now? what are we supposed to do? I'm trying to change.
That is tough when you are like, okay, I am trying. And they're like, you're still the same old person.
You're still late.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
You're still a late person.
Well, you don't. I think it's like then you have to prove like a bunch of times in a row that you're not the same lady that you were.
Yeah. I'm a different lady. Not a lady. I'm on time lady.
It's tough. We went to dinner and you were actually on time and I was late. And I was like, wow, you're there already? It was nuts.
Because I'm trying to be better. On time.
It was wild. Seated at the table. Someone had stolen my chair. Things happened in the time that I was late.
Yeah. A whole world happened before you got there.
Whole world. Let's do another.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we solved anything other than being like, it's tough to get there on time.
No, we said you can text your friend in advance.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Or you yourself show up late.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was my other favorite response we got about the naked or not naked poll. I'll leave it to you guys.
Naked or not naked? Not naked. Because I read an article recently that people fart a lot in their sleep and there's no underwear on. There's nothing to stop the fecal particles from getting in the sheets and on your partner.
You know, I maybe she knows some science that I don't know, but I didn't think fecal particles were coming out every time I fart.
Yeah, but you're blowing gas right out your butt. And if you got some loads in the chamber, the air passes by the loads and maybe take some load with it. What a wild thing to be saying.
Loads with it.
Kimmy, can you look that up? When you fart, do fecal particles come out?
And how big are these particles? Is it just like little cells or like chunks of shit?
When we fart, do poop particles come out? Typically, the anus releases extra gas from the rectum without any stool releasing. However, when a person makes a wet fart, there's some kind of fluid or mucus present in the rectum that is either released with gas or makes additional noise when gas is passed. So that person doesn't know. That's
yeah. There's not like poop flying out of my ass when I'm farting.
That's the funniest thing you've ever said. There's not poop flying out of my ass when I fart.
Yeah, I think the hole will like close up enough that it's not letting actual stuff come out.
I agree. I'm not worried about poop particles getting all over my bed.
Yeah.
When I fart.
Yeah.
Also, I don't fart in my sleep. I've listened to my slumber. It's just a lot of moaning and snoring.
You don't think you even like silently fart?
Oh, maybe I do.
I mean, maybe not. But like, if you sleep for 8 hours, you think you never fart?
I've been awake for 8 hours and not farted. So yeah.
Really?
Yes. There's been days where I don't fart. What, do you fart every day?
There's been days where you don't fart?
Yeah, I think I do fart every day.
I definitely fart every day.
Every single day?
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you fart every day?
I think so. I think that's normal. I think maybe, well, this is.
Are you stopped up?
I don't think so. I haven't farted today.
I farted a lot this morning because we had pizza and wine last night. My body's like, toot, toot, toot. There's cheese in here, toot, toot, toot.
Toot, toot. Well, I'm not very farty anymore when I eat cheese because I don't eat as much meat. When I eat meat and cheese, I fart more.
Okay.
Huh. I mean, I don't know. There's just some days where
should we do another poll? How many?
Yeah.
How many farts do people do in a day?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to know. Well, now I'm going to be self-conscious about it. I'm going to be like, yeah, I have not farted today.
All right.
It's 11:07. I have not farted.
And, well, you've only been awake for like
an hour.
An hour.
And I woke up right at like 9:50. I've barely been awake for an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah. So maybe there's time for me to fart. Well, do you count like poop farts where you're like pooping and you fart?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So maybe I do fart every day. Sometimes I've got a poop fart.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I don't fart when I poop. I feel like there's days where I don't fart.
Hmm. All right.
All right. I'm gonna like really.
Yeah, track it. check your farts.
Okay, well, I'll start fart today.
Is there an app? There's a period tracker. I wonder if there's a fart.
Every time I fart, I gotta put in a fart. I'm like, oh, I farted.
This one was a wet one.
Ew. Wet farts are the grossest.
They're really
you ever
good.
Get one where like your butt claps a little?
Yes.
I like those ones. They're funny. I'm like, wow, my body's doing comedy. Well,
on that was note, good.
You know, we tee heed about farting.
If you have any questions or comments or want to tell us how you sleep or fart, you can email nicoleandsashir@gmail.com or call us at 424 or text us 424-645-7003.
We also have MERCH merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this SHOW show.
Yeah, we did it!
We did it! Okay, bye-bye!
Bye-bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.